Doctors have confirmed that 13 of the 188 people injured in the bombing attacks on the Boston Marathon have had limbs amputated, which means they face a long physical and emotional journey in the coming years. Posey Mansfield knows firsthand about what lies ahead for them. She's an amputee, and she helped found an amputee support group in Beverly, Massachusetts. It's called the COP, which stands for Cornell Orthotics and Prosthetics Amputee Support Group, and she's offered to help some of the marathon patients who have lost their limbs. And she joins us now on the telephone. Posey Mansfield, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.
Now, you lost your leg above the knee, I understand, a little over 2 years ago when you were 62. Would you mind telling us, first of all, what happened to you?
Yes, that's correct. 2 years ago, I lost my leg to a severe infection. I'd had a total knee replacement back in 2001, and it got I contracted MRSA, which is one of the super bugs that we hear so much about, and I had contracted it from working in a nursing home from one of the patients, and it lay dormant inside my lungs and caused a lot of pneumonias and so forth, but didn't seem to affect any other part of my body. Well, then in 2009, it did go into my knee, and they took all the hardware out from the first knee surgery and put me on IV antibiotics for 16 weeks and put a spacer in my knee to give off 24/7 antibiotics, and I was in a wheelchair for 16 weeks. And then they redid the knee replacement, thought they were in the clear. And then the day after Christmas in December of 2010, my knee got red hot, swollen, and I couldn't walk. And I went to the doctor, and they amputated. They said it was my limb or my life, and they amputated my leg above the knee on January 5th, 2011.
I see. And Posey, how has your recovery been going? You've been fitted with a prosthetic limb, I assume. Tell us how it's been going.
Well, it's been going very well, as a matter of fact. Initially, and I have to tell you that a month before I lost my leg, I lost my husband very tragically.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. To a massive heart attack. So that was the biggest loss in my life. We've been married 41 years, and that was the big loss. Losing my leg just never seemed to be, to me, as big a loss as that. So I kind of looked at it a little differently, and I looked at it as a challenge. And when I was in rehab, I said to myself that I can do this. I can get strong, I can get healthy, and I can fight this, and I can make this a mission. I can do something positive with this what seems to be a tragedy. It is devastating. It's life-changing to lose a limb. There's no question about it. The emotional and the physical impact is tremendous on the body. And just looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing something other than what you're used to seeing for 62 years. I was very active on the ski patrol before I lost my leg, and I wondered, will I ever ski again?
Have you skied, Posey?
I did. I skied last March.
That's terrific.
March 9th, I went up to Loon Mountain and skied up at Loon Mountain. So then I went through rehab, and I was fit for a prosthesis in February of 2011, and I got my first temporary prosthesis from Cornell Orthotics and Prosthetics, and they gave me a wonderful leg, but it was temporary. Then in May of 2011, I got a brand new computerized leg, and I've been working with that ever since, and I got that in May of 2011, and then in November of 2011, Keith Cornell from the business asked me if I'd head up a support group, and I jumped at the chance because nobody had been there to tell me what was going to happen.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. You said no one had been there to tell you. So what kind of support do you think you can offer that is most useful to folks who are just going through this?
Well, first of all, the time is not right now. We want to let everybody calm down a little bit and get used to the idea that this traumatic event has occurred. We don't want to rush in right now and tell people what they're going to be facing and all the procedures and the policies and the processes. Right now is the time to hold back and tread very, very lightly. When they're ready, when they go to the rehabs, when they're ready to be fit for a prosthesis, that's when we want to go in and start talking to them about the next step, their first step with a prosthesis, what it's going to be like for them. We'll talk to them about some of the feelings they may be having. We want to listen, first of all, listen to what they have to say. Some of them may be blaming God. Some of them may have lost their faith, and I never did, and I found that this was really an opportunity for me to grow, and God had really given me something different than a loss.
And Posey, would it have been helpful if someone had been there to sort of deliver that message to you? And we have about 15 seconds left, so I'm just going to ask you to give me a quick answer to that.
Right. Absolutely. I didn't know what was going to be next. The first person I saw was my prosthetist walking into my room at rehab saying, "Hi, I'm Mike. I'm going to have you walking again. I'm going to build you a prosthesis." I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what they had to put on my leg. I didn't know what was going to happen. I think it would have made a tremendous impact.
Well, Posey Mansfield, good luck to you. Thank you for what you're proposing to do here, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Posey Mansfield. She's part of the COP Amputee Association. She'll be providing peer support for some of the marathon patients who lost their limbs on Monday.
And everyone, obviously there's been so much going on in this city to individuals, to friends and families this week. Let us know how you're doing. Send us a note through our Facebook page at facebook.com/Radio Boston. And we are part of the city and we'd love to hear from you and just see how you're doing. That's it for today on this show. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.